This podcast is brought to you by the BMG Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, July 6th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines today. Africa-focused emerging miner Central African Mining and Exploration Company has entered into a long-term sales agreement with China's Zhejiang Galico Cobalt and Nickel Materials to deliver its Mukondo mine's entire annual production of cobalt-contained concentrate. The mine, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, produces between 6,000 tons per year and 8,000 tons per year of cobalt in contained concentrate. The product will be sold to Galico, one of the largest chemical salt producers in China, at prevailing market prices. The board of Anglo American will surely consider a merger proposal from Xstrata at a price that recognizes Anglo's top-tier assets, says major Anglo shareholder Old Mutual. If Xstrata sticks to its merger of equals plan, Anglo would be better off remaining independent, says Anwar Wagner, portfolio manager at Old Mutual Investment Group. It is up to Xstrata whether they want to come back with an improved proposal that is more acceptable to Anglo shareholders, said Wagner. If the price adequately compensates for the significant dilution of Anglo's unique exposure to the significantly attractive platinum, coking coal, iron ore and diamond markets, the board should consider it. Also making headlines, a rise in import duties is likely to hit India's gold and silver demand. BRC Diamond Corp will appeal a liquidation order. Cape Lambert Iron Ore is to bid for Corvette Resources. And ARC Exploration completes the sale of its Sibaluing gold project in Indonesia. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.